Welcome to evening prayer on Tuesday the 12th of January. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. From the rising of the sun to its setting, your glory is proclaimed in all the world. Blessed are you, Sovereign God, our light and our salvation. To you be glory and praise forever. You gave your Christ as a light to the nations, and through the anointing of the Spirit, you established us as a royal priesthood. As you call us into your marvellous light, may our lives bear witness to your truth, and our lips never cease to proclaim your praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God for ever. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. Psalm 45. And the refrain is, Behold our defender, O God, and look upon the face of your anointed. My heart is astir with gracious words, as I make my song for the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. You are the fairest of men, full of grace are your lips, for God has blessed you for ever. Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one. Gird on your majesty and glory. Ride on and prosper in the cause of truth, and for the sake of humility and righteousness. Your right hand will teach you terrible things. Your arrows will be sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, so that peoples fall beneath you. Behold, our defender, O God, and look upon the face of your anointed. Your throne is God's throne forever. The sceptre of your kingdom is a sceptre of righteousness. You love righteousness and hate iniquity. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. All your garments are fragrant with myrrh, aloes, and cassia. From ivory palaces, the music of strings makes you glad. King's daughters are among your honourable women. At your right hand stands the queen in gold of Ophir. Behold our defender, O God, and look upon the face of your anointed. Hear, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your own people and your father's house. So shall the king have pleasure in your beauty. He is your lord, so do him honour. The people of Tyre shall bring you gifts. The richest of the people shall seek your favour. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is embroidered cloth of gold. She shall be brought to the king in raiment of needlework. After her the virgins that are her companions. With joy and gladness shall they be brought, and enter into the palace of the king. Instead of your fathers, you shall have sons, whom you shall make princes over all the land. I will make your name to be remembered through all generations. Therefore shall the peoples praise you for ever and ever. Behold, our defender, O God, and look upon the face of your anointed. Lord our God, bring your bride, your holy church, with joy to the marriage feast of heaven, and unite us with your anointed Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is rising upon you. Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is rising upon you. God's salvation has been openly shown to all people. The glory of the Lord is rising upon you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is rising upon you. Let us pray. An extract taken from faithandworship.com. From the very beginning was your word, which spoke this world into being, your word, which thunders from the skies, your word, which flows like mountain streams, your word, which whispers in morning breeze, your word revealed through kings and prophets, your word revealed through angels' praise, your word revealed in humble service, your word revealed through a tiny child, your word alive from the beginning of all things and to eternity. Amen. Almighty God, give us grace that we may cast away the works of darkness and put upon us the armour of light. Now, in the time of this mortal life, in which thy Son Jesus Christ came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the quick and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal. Through him who liveth and reigneth with thee, and the Holy Ghost, one God, now and for ever. Amen. Believing the promises of God, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. May Christ, who sends us to the nations, give us the power of his Spirit. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.